For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Atlanta is waking up with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning, I'm Tad. Good morning, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
And Kara.
Good morning.
Who hasn't tipped somebody they're not necessarily supposed to tip? Like, over the past couple of years, you know, for example, the restaurant industry was struggling at the beginning of the pandemic. And so maybe if we went to get takeout, we would still slide a few bucks their way to help out because not as many customers and they've got to eat too and all of that. But because there's been no standard, it's been a free for all.
Sure.
Not only are we probably tipping people that we shouldn't be tipping or aren't supposed to be tipping that are getting paid a healthy wage, but in some industries, people are expecting tips that weren't tipped before. That's what led to this viral video.
I get up to the pay window and she's like, how much do you want to tip? And I'm just like, what? And she's like, yeah, did you want to leave a tip? And she's like pointing to them. And I was like, oh no, not today. And then I just felt really uncomfortable. But like, what am I going to tip you for? I'm in the drive-thru. Oh my God.
I've tipped in the drive-thru before. I mean,
it wasn't cumbersome. That feels like it'd be cumbersome.
No, it wasn't. I mean, they tell me what my the deal was, and they've got a little touchpad thing, and they're like, "Do you want to add a tip?" And I'm like, "Sure." And
yeah, they flip that thing over. It's very like nobody has to ask. They just flip it around,
right? Right.
Like, and you know, it used to start at 15%, and I know you can put in your own thing, but it starts at like 18, and goes up to like
25%, 100%
Well, and Ted, you said something interesting. You like the tipping, and a lot of people, different people, asking for tipping, just kind of crept up when the pandemic started.
Right.
You know, back 2-3 years ago, we weren't doing that as much.
But even before that, like, have you been in a situation where you gave the wrong person a tip? Have you ever tipped the wrong person?
I don't think so.
Who's going to turn down cash?
Right.
Well. I was traveling, it was early in my career, traveling with my boss from Providence, Rhode Island to St. Jude for the,
they would do
a conference there to raise money for, you know, kids with catastrophic diseases and stuff. And so it was our first trip. I'm traveling with my boss and I'm kind of nervous around authority figures.
Right.
And we get to the airport. So I just want to do it all right. I just want to impress and do it all right. And he says, do you got a couple of bucks? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, just hang on to those here for a second. So I'm assuming he's saying like, this is for somebody,
right? Right.
That there's going to be an obvious time, and I haven't traveled a lot, so there's going to be an obvious time where I'm supposed to hand somebody money that I've taken.
I know you so well, Tad. It's all you're thinking about.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. I just went blank and I was just like, that's all I was focused on. Everybody I encountered, I'm like, is that the person? And the last person that we have any kind of interaction with is the TSA guy. And so I get through the TSA. And I handed the guy a couple of bucks.
Oh, no. You tipped the TSA agent?
Oh, I'd love to see what list you're on.
And so I was like, thank you so much for overlooking all the things in my bag.
What was the tip actually for? Who was the tip actually supposed to be for?
For the quote-unquote bellhop. If you had checked your bags at the curb, but it was never specified.
Oh, gosh.
So I was tackled to the ground right then and there for paying my... Can you top that? Like, have you ever gotten a tip and you work in, like, a police officer? Have you ever been offered a tip? 404-741-0985. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. We're talking about tipping the wrong people. There's so much confusion over who you're supposed to tip now that sometimes the wrong people get tipped. There's a viral video that we were talking about where somebody was asked to tip at a drive-through window, and they were like, excuse me, what? But like I said, I've tipped a TSA agent by accident. Is there anything more like uncomfortable? Cora in the Highlands, who did you tip or you got a tip from somebody you shouldn't have gotten?
I worked as a receptionist in a veterinary office for a little while, and one of the, like, a little old lady, she was really nice or whatever, but she tried to tip me after her, like, dog's appointment. And I was like, I don't, like, she, like, tipped me $5, and I was like, that's so sweet, but one, I don't take tips, and two, she had this, like, outstanding bill.
Oh, no.
Like, she has, like, a bill, like, so we ended up just taking it because she was so insistent and then just, like, popping it on her bill.
How much was the outstanding bill?
It was, like, around $500-$600.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Cora, that wasn't a tip. That was $5 in hush money. Marion Conyers.
I didn't tip the wrong person, but I tipped the wrong amount. So what happened was, I was going to visit my dad for his 70th, and my husband couldn't come, so he gave me $200 in cash to pay towards taking him to dinner. And we went to dinner, and the bill came to, including the tip, about $400.
Ooh.
So I gave him the $200 in cash, and then I gave him my card to pay for the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it included the tip, which was like $50-something dollars, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the bill came and I signed it, not paying attention, instead of me signing for $200, I wrote $400, which is the total of the bill.
Oh, no.
So this person got like a
$250. No, it ended up being like $250.
Yeah.
That tip included thing is such a scam.
I don't like it. I was so nervous. But I will say, they were nice enough that I called back, because I was like back and forth and shouldn't I? And I called, and the manager said, you know what? The waitress did come to me and say, do you think they did this intentionally? But they took so long to come back for it, we left. So they couldn't come and ask us.
Oh.
So did you get your money back?
I did.
All right.
And I was willing to explain it, because I told her, I said, this is all my fault. This is so my boo-boo. I will give her $100 of it and just give me back, you know. And she was like, no. I know it's an honest mistake. And she gave me back the $200.
In a slightly unrelated story, I lost $100 somewhere between the ATM and the slot machines at a casino one time.
Yeah.
And the next day, was just like you, was thinking about it. And yes, I called that casino and I asked if anybody had turned in a $100 bill.
Yeah, they actually had the decency to put me on hold and tell me they were going to check.
Yeah, Mr. Wow. Lemire, we're going to transfer you over to the lost and found department.
Right. Yeah, we've got stacks of cash that people have turned in. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning, I'm Tad. Morning, Drex.
Hey, blessings.
Kara.
Good morning.
Yes, do you guys get really offended when you're getting manipulated?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. I was hoping I wasn't the only one. Like, whenever I'm, you know, someone's trying to pull a fast one on me or someone's trying to manipulate me, I don't know, it's like a trigger goes off. I get really, like, defensive and irritated, and it's happening right now with this stupid cat that my in-laws got my daughter.
Oh, no.
This is such a twisted web of irritation that's going on. My in-laws got my daughter a kitty for Christmas, but they're going to keep it at their house.
Yeah, you had talked about some stray, maybe, or some cat.
Well,
it's like, oh, you can visit the cat down here, right?
Yeah. Well,
same cat or same, different cat?
No, it's the same cat, yeah.
All right.
And it's unhealthy. It's not working out, because when my daughter's with the cat down at my in-laws' house outside of Milledgeville, well, she wants the cat to come home with her, and she cries and all that stuff, and then we have to deal with that. Well, and then now the cat, when my mother-in-law comes up, she'll come up and visit for a night.
She'll bring the cat?
Bring the cat, which I don't want the cat in the house in the first place. But then, you know, then my daughter cries when the cat leaves. And now my daughter's trying to, like, raise money to, like, buy things for the cat to make it easier when she stays in hopes that it'll stay.
The whole goal
is, so the cat is at our house last night, and it's in my daughter's playroom, and I go in and I'm like, you know, just let me pet the stupid cat. You know what I mean? And I'm like, so I pick it up, I'm holding it, and it starts to purr, and my wife and daughter are in there, and then the cat starts to clean itself while I'm holding it. Mm. My wife's like, wow, cats never do that. They'll never clean themselves while they're being held. She's like, this cat must really like you, or she's just really super chill. What a good cat.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
You know, stop doing what you're doing. It's not going to happen.
Man, that's tough. Did you say that in front of Avery?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have absolutely made it clear that if a cat lives here, I don't.
Oh, Trex.
We don't need any more living things in our house.
Sad.
Dude, I got the same thing happening at my house right now with my daughter. My wife is always like, she only smiles at you. She only smiles at you. She's hoping I'll keep her.
Sick but funny, yeah.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
7:23, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, mostly cloudy showers, bringing in a cold front this afternoon with a high of 55, 40 in Midtown. Hawks beat the Sacramento Kings 108-102. Two winners split the $632 million Powerball jackpot, winning tickets sold in California and Wisconsin. Kara?
Surprise! We're getting a presidential visit next week.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, not only will President Biden be here, but Vice President Harris will be here as well. Now, when and where are still not known, but the word is they'll be addressing the nation about voting rights. So usually these presidential visits make for traffic nightmares. So we'll definitely keep you updated when we know about where and when you should avoid certain places.
Yeah, and with the big governor's race coming up this year, who's ready for more political ads?
Oh,
not
yeah.
me. So also happening on Tuesday, the Girl Scouts are going to be debuting their newest cookie. The Adventurefuls will be added to our lineup this year. And as a true Thin Mint fan, I think I'm going to have to sacrifice a couple of boxes to get these babies. They're brownie-inspired cookies with caramel-flavored cream Ooh. And a hint of sea salt.
Ooh.
So while the cookie is technically available next week, you still have to find a local Girl Scout to buy them from. So you can check out GirlScoutCookies.org.
I'm in.
Cool? Yeah. All right.
You mean contact your Girl Scout dealer.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So people are still wondering about funeral plans for sweet Betty White. Mm-hmm. Her agent and longtime friend says arrangements are still being made, but it's going to be a private thing. She said she never wanted people to make a fuss over her, but already local animal shelters and rescues have been seeing major donations from this Betty White challenge. Mm-hmm. It's where people have been asked to donate $5 in her name to a local animal rescue or shelter. That's just where her heart lied, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of that rolling through by her birthday.
I don't know where the animal sanctuary is, but I guess she was a real big proponent for this particular animal sanctuary, and they just named, like, there was a new animal born, and they just named it after her.
Aww.
Did you see what the animal was?
No.
A donkey.
Aww.
A donkey named Betty?
What? Hold on a second. If you did all this work and you were an animal activist and you passed away and that's what they chose
a mule?
A donkey?
Oh,
like,
listen, she was a comedian. She'd love it. Okay. Come on.
You know, I think that they're working way too small. Like, think of what's happening in the name of Betty White. We should have thought this through and gone bigger. Like, Betty White's wish was for everybody to wear a mask.
Right. Yeah.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Hey, Maggie, you want to get help asking Kay forgiveness for convincing her to get a divorce?
Yeah, she was a good friend of our family because I needed help with the kids during the pandemic, so I hired her to help with virtual learning because she's a retired Cobb County elementary school teacher.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's how we met. And over the course of just her spending so much time with my family, she became close with everybody. And she told me that she was unhappy in her marriage. She confided that.
Wow, so you guys were that close and you guys spent that much time that she felt comfortable enough to tell you that.
I mean, she was basically my kid's teacher and that was not an easy task.
Right, yeah.
Right. So she's like, I'm unhappy with my marriage. And did you go full court press on, oh, you should get a divorce? Like, why would you meddle in that?
Well, so my parents got divorced after 30 years, so kind of like late in the game. And I just was trying to give her some perspective because they're both really glad that they got divorced and are so much happier now. So we kind of lost touch after the kids went back to school, and I haven't really talked to her in almost a year. But I heard from my good friend that Kay did get a divorce and that she wasn't doing well. And I just blame myself. I want to ask for her forgiveness if I had anything to do with it.
You think, is the thing. When you don't talk to people and you don't find out what's going on, sometimes you construct a narrative in your mind.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So you're feeling guilty about this because she's not having a good time with the divorce. It didn't work out. You painted like a pretty picture about it.
Yes, exactly. And if I have anything to do with this, I just feel so terrible.
Maggie, have you tried to reach out to Kay and talk to her, call her or anything?
Yeah, that's the thing. She's usually pretty responsive, and I've called her multiple times, no answer. And she deactivated her Facebook page, so I just feel...
Whoa.
I'm just a little worried, you know?
All right, well, let's see if we can get in touch with her. We'll call from a blocked number. She won't know. Hopefully she'll pick up. And we'll see if we can get you some forgiveness for convincing her to get a divorce.
Thank you.
All right. Part two of Forgive and Forget is coming up.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Maggie hired a retired Cobb County teacher named Kay to run her kids' pod during virtual learning last year. They became close to the point where Maggie convinced Kay to get a divorce. Since then, Maggie heard Kay is not doing well. She isn't answering her phone. She deactivated her Facebook account and really wants to make sure she's okay. We're going to help you get forgiveness, Maggie. Sit tight. Let us talk with Kay here for a sec.
Hello.
Hey, is this Kay?
This is she.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay.
We're just happy that you answered the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there something I can help you with?
Well, you've got some friends that have been worried about you and have been trying to get in touch with you, but they haven't been able to reach you. And so we thought we would try to just get in touch, kind of do a welfare check.
Some of my friends? You must be referring to Maggie.
Is there an issue with Maggie, Kay?
She's been calling me nonstop for about 3 weeks now, and I know what she wants, but I can't help her this time around.
What is it you think that she wants?
Well, she wants me to come back and help her kids with virtual learning. I just don't have the time.
Okay. And so you're not interested in helping with the virtual? I know that a lot of school systems went back to that.
Well, don't get me wrong. I love those kids, but I just can't.
You can't help with the virtual? Is there any particular reason why?
If Maggie's kids came to my house, they would wonder why their grandpa's things are in the closet and his car is in the driveway.
What? Are you dating Maggie's dad?
I am.
Okay. Before we go any further.
Wow.
We need to let you know that this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Maggie is on the other line with us.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny?
Darling, I'm sorry. We should have said something earlier.
Maggie, are you okay with this? Are you upset or?
This is fantastic.
So you're cool with this?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so cool with this. My dad has been... You know, he's been so lonely since he and my mom split. And I can't think of anyone better for him.
I'm so happy you feel that way.
How did this even come about, though, Kay? How did you find yourself in a relationship with Maggie's dad?
Well, they're a wonderful family. Okay, so Michael, Maggie's dad, he would come and pick up the kids from my house if Maggie and her husband were running late. And he was just always so kind, and we developed this really great friendship. So when I got divorced, I reached out to him. I felt like I didn't have anybody.
Okay.
So I like it.
Get right back out on that field.
Right.
So sweet.
So, Kay, we do have to ask. Like, Maggie thought she convinced you to get a divorce and it was a bad thing. Can we assume that she has your forgiveness?
Oh, my gosh. She doesn't need it. But if she wants it, absolutely. Honestly, it was the best decision that she could ever help me make, and I wish I could repay her.
maybe some help with virtual learning this week.
Also, we do need a little bit of
are you on board with that, Kay, now that the cat's out of the bag?
Sure thing. Anything for her.
First lesson, how teachers dating grandpa.
On the next, Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Thomas needs forgiveness for something he did in an effort to connect with him.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. We've got Jovan and Vance, a team, taking on Kara in Lawrenceville. You going to split that $100?
Yes. Well, actually, it's my wife, so she'll get the whole thing.
Why don't you go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio for us?
All right. See you, Kara.
See you, you two. Good luck.
Yeah. All right. Kara's going to step out. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. Here's question one. Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network debuted last night. It takes the spot of the now defunct DIY channel. What does DIY stand for?
Do it yourself.
Number two, Prince Harry's wife won a defamation lawsuit against a British tabloid, but only won a single dollar in damages. Who is Harry's wife, Prince Harry's wife?
Meghan Markle.
Question three, Girl Scouts will debut a salted caramel brownie cookie when they go on sale Tuesday. What's the name of the Girl Scouts peanut butter cookie?
Do-si-dos.
Number four, an animal sanctuary has named their new baby donkey after Betty White. When you cross a male donkey and a female horse, what do you get?
A mule.
Number five, last night's Powerball jackpot had a winner in Wisconsin and California. How many red Powerballs exist in a drawing?
One.
Let's bring Kara back in.
All right, Jovan and Vance and Lawrenceville tag team did really well, just slipping up on one.
Oh, really? Yeah. They slipped up on one.
Yeah.
All right, we got to bring Kara back in and see how she does. Same questions, Kara. Number one, Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network debuted last night, taking the spot of the now defunct DIY channel. What does DIY stand for?
Do it yourself.
Do you like to do it yourself?
That's what our couple in Lawrenceville said one-to-one.
Number two, Prince Harry's wife won a defamation lawsuit against a British tabloid, but only won a single dollar in damages. Who's Harry's wife?
Meghan Markle.
That's what Jovan Vance said. 2-2.
Number three, Girl Scouts will debut a salted caramel brownie cookie when they go on sale this Tuesday. What's the name of the Girl Scouts peanut butter cookie?
Those the Do-si-dos?
Vance answered that emphatically, and that is the right answer. We're tied at three.
Number four, an animal sanctuary has named a new baby donkey after Betty White. When you cross a male donkey and a female horse, what do you got?
Mule?
Vance again answered that emphatically and got it right. We're tied at four.
Finally, number five. Last night's Powerball jackpot had a winner in Wisconsin and California. How many red Powerballs exist in the drawing?
Uh, 30?
We're looking for 26.
In the drawing.
Only one gets pulled, but there are 26 total balls.
Trick question.
You both got it wrong, but it's a tie game, and all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,186 wins and 38 losses.
Great game, Javon and Vance.
Thank you.
You got two tickets to see the 355 with Penelope Cruz in theater starting this weekend. And while you're sitting there waiting for the movie to start, you could talk about how Drex stole the prize money from you.
No, if the answer was just going to be one, you think that would be the number five toughest question? Come on, people.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.